This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, clear skies and warm temperatures make for a pleasant day. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is also experiencing mild conditions, perfect for a visit to the seaside. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Walla, just in from the Gaza Strip. The IDF has killed a Gaza police officer in an airstrike. Also, Israel Hayom reports earlier this hour that the UK ambassador to the UN has urged Israel to stop settler violence, citing threats to Palestinians. Also this hour, the Forward writes that Hostages Square in Tel Aviv has been formalized in an official name change, signifying the plaza's historical significance. Separately, Times of Israel reports families moving into the rebuilt West Bank settlement of Ganim 21 years after evacuation. And finally, JTA confirms the formalization of Hostages Square in Tel Aviv as debates over its historical role conclude. Here's what people are saying online. Balaz News, a prominent news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Mohammed Dahlan is leading plans for a humanitarian city in Rafah, approved by Hamas despite Palestinian Authority opposition. Meanwhile, Guy Az, a commentator, reported that Israel signals a return to targeted killings in Gaza as tensions increase, despite prior commitments to a ceasefire. Jonathan Schanzer, an analyst, posted earlier today that the U.S. ambassador to Israel has called a settler siege on Palestinians' terror, prompting discussions on Israeli policy in the West Bank. Now for more on those stories, starting with the latest from the Gaza Strip. Walla reports that the IDF conducted an airstrike, killing Colonel Jamal Abu Kamil, the commander of the Gaza District Police. This action marks an increase in military activities in the region. Such developments continue to escalate tensions between Israel and Gaza, affecting civilians on both sides. Turning to the UN, Israel Hayom highlights UK Ambassador Sarah McIntosh's speech at the Security Council. She emphasized that settler violence and construction are significant threats to Palestinians. This stance reflects growing international concern over Israel's settlement policies and their impact on peace efforts. Meanwhile, The Forward reports the formal naming of Hostages Square in Tel Aviv. This area became central to the campaign to bring home captives taken by Hamas. Its formal designation underscores the plaza's historical role in recent Israeli history. Separately, Times of Israel details families returning to Ganim in the West Bank. Some 24 prefabricated homes have been installed. The IDF is also conducting demolitions nearby, which has implications for local Palestinians. This move signifies ongoing tensions over settlement expansions. Finally, JTA reiterates the significance of Hostages Square's name change. It ends a debate on how to remember a key moment in Israeli history, ensuring the plaza's role remains acknowledged. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that despite 1.3 million Israelis traveling abroad in July, hoteliers are pessimistic as incoming tourism remains low. This trend reflects changing travel patterns post-pandemic. Separately, Tech notes that Ondas, a defense company, has raised its annual forecast to $550 million in revenue. However, rising executive compensation has deepened its losses. This highlights the challenges of balancing growth and financial stability. And finally, Mariv Business reveals that IKEA has launched a limited edition art collection with surprising prices. This move aims to attract art enthusiasts and boost store visits across Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.